The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.
Let's get into it. It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
All right, fingers crossed. Hopefully he hears us and we hear him live via satellite to his house, Dave Hughes.
Are you there, Hughes?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Got you.
I'm just looking at my text messages from last week from the brilliant Leon producer. We're connected. Can you hear us? We can hear you. We'll wrap it up. And I was speaking through that whole time. So.
You're amazing.
I hope you can hear me, Hughesy. I just got a little bone to pick. Guys, on Sunday, Hughesy took our friendship to the next level. I'm sitting down on the couch. Sunday morning, it's 10:30. Yeah. And I'm sitting there with the kids, just cooked them some beautiful breakfast, haven't put my feet up. And the basketball was on that night. Melbourne United are playing at the grand final rematch against the 36ers at Melbourne Park there. And I get a message from Hughesy. I'm like, well, it's strange. He's obviously thought he might have been at the after Byron's party, but he doesn't drink. So
The Radio Awards.
Right. I thought, oh, he's had a bit of a bender. But I knew he doesn't drink. So I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is. He said, hey, mate, sorry to annoy you on a Sunday, but keen to take my son to the Melbourne United again today. Do you have a contact for tickets? And I thought, yeah, no worries. I'll look after Hughesy. 3 minutes later, I send a message back. Mate, got your two tickets. They do a buffet lunch upstairs for all the VIP section. They put on a great spread. See you there. Within 1 minute, I get a message back. Mate, sorry to be annoying, but can I get three? Son has invited a mate. Hope that's okay. Well, your mate needs to uninvite his mate because how does that change in 2 minutes?
It's caused a lot of problems in our household, guys. And when the initial message came through, because I couldn't find, when you get with Ticketmaster or Ticket App, you're meant to have some email. You're meant to like be able to have a password to get in there or something.
You didn't look at Ticket Tech.
I did, man. I looked at Ticket App before I got involved with you. I did. And then I'd forgotten my password. So I thought, Fev's always there. He'll have some contact. I had no idea that you'd come back so graciously with actual tickets. I thought you'd just pass on some number of some guy at Melbourne United or at hassle.
No, I put my neck out.
So when you said you've got two tickets, I'm like, oh my God, Raph's mate Ollie's coming as well. This is a disaster. Can I hassle Fev for another ticket? He's going to hate me. But then I said to Raph, I said, mate, does Ollie really want to go? And Raph's like, Dad, it's his dream. I'm like, oh no. Oh.
So what happened?
I got a ticket.
You got another one.
He did come through and I really appreciate it. But when I got back to you, Fev, I said, I will buy the tickets, all right?
He actually rang me back and said, mate, I'll just buy the tickets. So I've actually got a spare so you can sit with me and then the boys can sit by themselves. But lucky enough, they put another chair. So Hughesy got to sit with his kids and I got to sit with my kids and they won. It was a great atmosphere.
And can I say to the families of Melbourne, if you want a great day out, go to the Melbourne United games. They're amazing. It's just a really great atmosphere
for the kids.
Even if you don't like necessarily know what's going on the
kids, the atmosphere court. For the kids on the court, like it's just it's there's cheerleaders.
We're right on the court,
we're right on the court. I don't know what it's like up the top. Down the bottom's amazing.
All right, well, Hughesy's going to hang around. Now that we've sorted that out, it is Hughesy Tuesday. And, of course, driving you home, Hughesy and Kate from 4:30, the Savo on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
You owe me one, Hughesy.
I do.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, don't miss, Hughesy, not only for your drive home, Hughesy and Kate, 4:30, the Savo, but strictly one night only at the Manhattan Hotel in Ringwood. You can get your tickets from eventbrite.com.au. That is next Monday for Dave Hughes.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Now, Hughesy, we are two sleeps away from our matchmaking mama's singles party.
Yeah, great idea, by the way.
Going off, Hughesy. So many people are bringing them and keen to bring their mums because mums are either party animals, so quite happy to, you know, hit the clubs with their kids. But also, do you like the stroke of genius that the relationship won't get far without mum's approval? So having mum there on the night that you meet your potential life partner or hookup, whatever they are.
What's Mama Hughesy like?
Mama Hughesy's fine, but my mummy-in-law, Colma, she can be tricky. I remember early on in the relationship, me and my now wife, Holly, were sitting at her house and her mother says to my wife, says, your sister's different to you. She only goes out with good-looking guys. And I'm sitting there going, I'm in the room.
How did it go from there?
I knew when I dropped you on your head when you were a kid, something was wrong.
It was a tricky moment. We got through it, so yeah. It's good content. Good content.
That is. Do you wonder if Colmer was there on the night that you and, or the day, whenever you and Holly met, do you think it, maybe it wouldn't have gone?
No, look, I think that Colmer can see past she's realised that her daughter has done well. So, I love Colmer. We get along really well. So, it's all about
charisma and strut.
Exactly.
And you've got
exactly.
that.
No doubt about it.
I mean, imagine bringing Brendan Favola home. I'd love to speak to Alex.
Mate, they sign him up.
Fox.com.au to register. It's on Thursday. That is our matchmaking mama singles party. Hughesy, of course. There's nights everywhere to get around, including one night only at the Manhattan Hotel in Ringwood. Eventbrite.com.au next Monday. And, of course, he'll drive you home the Savo. Thanks, Hughesy.
Good on you, guys.
Hughesy.
101.9 The Fox.
One of the best videos to go viral, and it's not the Royals, and not Harry and Meghan, which is refreshing
that's
at the
royal.
Moment. It's Chris Hemsworth. You might have seen this yesterday. An American. He's just backpacking. He's got his backpack on, hitchhiking from Brisbane Airport down to Byron Bay. A van pulls up and says, mate, do you want to get in? Do you want to have a lift down? Yeah, we're going to Byron. Cool, come with us. It's actually Chris Hemsworth and his personal trainer, but they're getting a van to the helipad where they're going to fly a chopper down to Byron Bay. And this guy, just a humble backpacker, got to go with them.
So we've just landed in our Brizzy. We've just seen a guy who's hitchhiking to Byron Bay. That's where we're going, isn't
Land
it, Chris?
Byron, we'll give him a lift.
Little does he know that we're getting a chopper. Nice to meet you, mate.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Australia.
I'm just coming from Mexico right now.
You're coming from Mexico, legend.
I'm headed to Byron. Are you guys flying to Byron?
Your chopper in the Byron Bay, brother. Scotty boy.
I mean, of all the hitchhiking stories of all time, that's one of the best. Like, it doesn't always work out well for hitchhikers.
No, it doesn't. I've always wanted to pick a hitchhiker up, but this guy's landed on his tippy toes. Yeah. I just wanted Thor to just go, get in my chopper. Would have been a good guess.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger jumped into the
car?
Yeah,
I know, but it just would have been funny. It was the right moment to say, get in my chopper.
Austrian accent.
I know, but it would have been funny.
If it was Arnold Schwarzenegger in Chris Hemsworth's position,
Thor.
That would have been perfect.
It would have been funny.
Yeah, it was funny anyway. I thought it was great.
I'm more concerned about your Thor impersonation.
No, but it just would have been
you're right.
A great opportunity.
What if he had the helmet on with the big antlers and he was actually properly dressed up as Thor? That would be even
the bloke would have gone, I haven't even had my doobie yet. And I was this bloke's got horns.
Now, hitchhiking.
Ninman.
Generalisation.
I want to make this really clear. I don't advocate it. In fact, I have a big problem with hitchhiking.
Right.
It has a lot to do with the Belanglo Forest.
Okay, leave that. Just leave
it. No, I'm serious.
Freak.
I would strongly suggest no one hitchhike. You never know whose car you're getting into.
Sure.
And also, Feb, you want to pick one up.
Yes,
you never
I've
know who you're letting into
times.
Your car. There could be someone who's escaped from prison.
Yeah, but you don't know. You're doing him a favour. And this guy's got off a 30-hour flight to Mexico.
Wonderful public transport.
And then he sits in the back of the thing and goes, I'll chip in for gas. Nah, it'd be about $4,000, mate. I'm getting a chopper.
Don't get me wrong. This is a great story. And even though this show doesn't advocate hitchhiking. In fact, we don't encourage it. And
I reckon this might encourage people to hitchhike just in case someone picks them up.
I'm reluctant to say it, but we would enjoy hearing some positive hitchhiking stories.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so we're going to weed out all the negative.
So after all you've said about how dangerous it is, you now want to fish for positive hitchhiking stories.
Because that's incredible. Like maybe a celebrity did pick you up. Maybe you, I mean, that's going to be a long shot, but just maybe you met somebody, now you're friends for life.
Okay.
I mean, back in, you know, in yesteryear when you used to like look after your neighbour, now we don't trust anyone. But there would have been a day, I'm guessing, when you trusted people. Don't trust anyone.
Okay, thank you for those thoughts. Stop it. 13 10 60 is the number with your, and this is Fief's idea, positive hitchhiking stories.
Oh, negative.
101.9 The Fox.
Talking about hitchhiking, and I'm regretting this. Look, it worked out really well for a guy, an American tourist backpacker. He was hitchhiking from Brisbane to Byron Bay, and Chris Hemsworth stops, picks him up, pops him in his chopper and flies him down. Now that is...
In his what?
Chopper?
Oh. Yeah.
No, he wasn't chopper.
Chopper.
Oh, really? No, I'm not You do the Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations. I don't.
It's not even relevant. It's Thor. It's not the Terminator.
He stopped me down to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For a joke that makes no sense.
Chopper.
Oh, you said we're running early. So oh,
we're not running
talking.
Early.
Now, we've asked the question, have you got a positive hitchhiking story? Now, I don't like hitchhiking. I don't think anyone should do it. I really strongly suggest nobody hitchhike.
But then you asked for positive stories.
Well, just, you know, retrospectively, did you do it? Did you risk your life and it actually worked out well? Tanisha.
Because no one's going to ring in if it didn't.
Exactly.
Well, that's a problem.
Melton. Hi, Tanisha.
Hi.
Tanisha, talk us through a positive hitchhiking story.
So my parents went to New Zealand a really, really long time ago before I was even thought of. And they were travelling through New Zealand doing everything, just seeing the sights. And they found an Irish couple on the side of the road and ended up spending the last 6 weeks of their hiking and their travelling with them all through New Zealand.
That's great. Wow. They made friends. Look at that.
Are they still friends with them to this day?
They were friends for about 5 to 8 years afterwards, but then ended up losing contact between
still,
each other.
Still, that's wonderful 5 or 8 years there that
it's
they
a shame.
Enjoyed.
Social media, you shouldn't lose contact.
Okay, well,
these
that's
days.
A separate
they
point.
Might have hitchhiked and didn't turn out. Well,
well that worked well. They
actually,
met another couple.
Do we know they're alive still, the Irish couple?
Well, I'm assuming so. I'm hoping so.
Okay, that might not have ended well.
I would argue the rate, like if you did the stats, the more you hitchhike, the more things went wrong. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Well, that's life. The more you take risks.
Liz in Vermont. Hi, Liz.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Liz, have you got a positive hitchhiking story?
I do. We actually picked up hitchhikers.
Oh, Liz, brave of you.
It was a late Saturday night and me and my friend were cruising in the city, as we do.
Oh, chaplains.
And, and they looked a bit lost, so we thought, oh, we'll act as an Uber driver.
Well, don't do that.
And so we said, oh, you know, we're Ubers, we'll pick you up. They knew we weren't, but they got in the car. Anyways, we kept driving with them for ages, ended up having a ball in the car, singing, dancing, and they made us stop at a petrol station to give us $50, and they invited us to their house party.
Sure,
wow. That's
great.
I mean, that is a great result. Yeah, that is good. I mean, that is one of the positive. They're few and far between, but it's definitely a positive.
How was the house party?
Story.
Well, let's just... Do you want to go back to Liz and ask
no,
about
I
the
just,
actual party?
I just thought she was still there. Was the party good, Liz?
Yeah, it was average, actually.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But you got invited, so that's the upturn of that story. Tian in Upway. Hi, Tian.
Hi.
Tian, have you been irresponsibly hitchhiking?
A little bit.
Mm.
So about a year ago, a friend and I were backpacking in Canada. We wanted to go to Lake Louise, but it was off-peak, so we couldn't get any transport. So being the girl I was, jumped on Tinder, swiped anyone in a 2K radius, asked him if they could take us, anything. Got a very nice guy, picked us up from our accommodation,
very nice guy.
Tour guide, everything. And then, dropped us home, all said and done.
Did he come inside for a cup of tea?
He did not.
Okay, no, very well done. That ends up very positive, very positive.
Very positive.
These are all things that we probably shouldn't.
I don't think Tinder's used for... just a travel guide.
Oh, look, Tian, it's a positive story. Tian's very lucky. Very lucky.
Okay, we've got one
that
more here.
That would not necessarily work out well for everyone. Tyler in Mombok. Hi, Tyler.
G'day.
Tyler, we're nervously hearing these hitchhiking stories, but this one apparently was positive.
Yeah, it was positive. The positive part was that I didn't get killed.
Good.
Okay.
That's always a win. Always a win
very,
when you're hitchhiking.
Very good start. Great start.
I was travelling back to Melbourne from Perth by myself. I was only 18. And I seen this guy walking out in the middle of the road. It was pretty hot, so I thought I'd better pick him up. He only had a briefcase on him. And he jumped in. I drove him about 6 hours down the road. And then, anyway, the next day I seen on the news a picture of that guy was an escapee from a detention centre.
Okay. Oh, you picked up an escapee.
Yeah. So I helped him get away.
What was your...
Well, I wouldn't be calling us about that.
Tyler, you had six... Because the way that story started, it was like a Quentin Tarantino film, a guy with a briefcase in the middle of the desert. What was your chat about for that 6 hours?
He was really good. He was just telling me all about the, just about the towns that we were going through. And
Was he a white-collar crim?
Yeah, yep.
Yep, so, okay.
He was, He was very helpful, but
I don't know if do you know what a white collar crim is, Tyler?
Not really. No,
no good. No, just,
why would you bring that up? No, we obviously knew he didn't know.
No, but it was
Tyler? Did you
sorry about
go
Byron,
to the police
Tyler.
And did you say I've actually escorted him across the desert?
No. I just kept driving along.
Yeah, good. Stay down. Head down,
Tyler. I think
Tyler
is just an easy go lucky guy.
Did they catch the guy again?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, okay.
I feel like we're involved. Are we now to contact the police?
I feel like we should
run,
give
run, 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 well, run away.
How long ago was this, Tyler?
Leon, what's the number for Crime Stoppers? I feel like at this point we should actually put it out there.
131060.
No, that's our number.
Tyler, how long ago was this?
What's that?
How long ago was this?
Oh, it was about 5 years ago.
No, he's fine.
He's probably out of the country.
He would have fled.
He's gone.
That's the Fox.
Tyler, ring up again.
1019, The Fox.
We do need to go back to our very ill-conceived phone topic of when have you been a hitchhiker and it's been a positive outcome. Because, again, we certainly don't encourage hitchhiking. In fact, do not do it. But we have Alison from Coburg. Hi, Alison.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, great, Alison. Alison, we believe you have a pretty amazing positive story about hitchhiking.
Amazing. We were in awe. Johnny Farmer, we were hitchhiking down Burke Road in the Camberwell area, and a big white Mercedes has pulled up, and we both jumped in the back, and then, as we would do, since we used to hitchhike, we were about 16, and it was Johnny Farman and drove us to the destination we wanted to go.
Wow. John Farnham
mentioned that we shouldn't be hitchhiking.
No, you're certainly not at 16. And Alison, what's amazing, I spent a lot of time in Burke Road in Camberwell. Lots of public transport.
Yeah, yeah,
there's trains. There's trains. There's trams.
Interesting that Johnny would have pulled over. Yeah. Very interesting.
That would have gotten you through the years, Alison, wouldn't it? That's a great dinner party story.
I still sit in awe. And he was such a gentleman. He took us right to the address.
Good on him.
And we just sat in the back, couldn't believe it, in a big white Mercedes.
No, nice stuff. Definitely it was a Mercedes.
1019, The Fox.
Fev, we've had this chat before about you and your career and the fact that your girls don't necessarily, you have to remind them that you're an AFL superstar.
Yep.
You're Brendan Favola.
This happened again during the week, Boxy.
Did it?
Yeah, Lulu was watching YouTube, watching me play. Dad, you were actually better than I thought. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, the other day I was picking Trix up from kinder and her little friends, it was actually after ballet, so she'd had ballet, and then her little friends, Kaylee and Emily, and Trixie said they were going to put on a concert, and Kaylee and Emily just love Alpha Bucks, and so they love singing the Alpha Bucks song, and Trixie's looked at them. What's that? What are you talking about? Like, I have zero cut through with her. She's not impressed. She doesn't know what Alpha Bucks is. So anyway, they started singing Alpha Bucks. I recorded this. In fact, there's a little video. I think it's on
Instagram. This is the Alpha Bucks kids jingle.
Yeah, Bucks kids jingle. Listen closely though, because Kaylee and Emily are singing Alpha Bucks, but Trixie thinks it's Elsa Bucks. It's somehow Frozen related. I love that her friends, they listen to me on the radio. Trixie's never listened to me on the radio. But also, I think now she thinks I'm cool because I'm somehow at Arendelle with Elsa and I'm part of Frozen.
I just love how your five-year-old child is very similar to Mum. The two, they took charge and then they took a back seat and Trixie was really prominent, wasn't she? She really got to the front and was like, Alpha Bucks.
It's a good reminder, actually, because Monday at 8, Alpha Bucks, Trixie's favourite segment, Alpha Bucks Kids, does return Monday at 8.
Now, she might listen for a change.
She might. If you think your kid's got what it takes, it's all thanks to Toy Workshop. You can register right now because we're going to play again. Fox.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
Hey, let's talk about revenge dating. Mm. Now, this is because there's a rumour circulating that Cass Wood, the girl that was very into the honey badger, sort of five-stage clinger stalking him, obsessed with him.
Really obsessed.
She made Jared Woodgate look quite normal.
Imagine if Jared and Cass hooked up. Oh, actually, that would be a lovely couple. No, I'd back that in.
They'd be all over each other.
They would be a lovely couple. Anyway, there's a rumour that Cass may, in fact, be dating the Honey Badger's brother.
Yeah, Badger Jr.
Now, I don't believe it. I don't believe anything until I hear it from the horse's mouth.
I read this in the magazine yesterday,
well, exactly.
Boxy. It's 100%
it's
true.
Not.
They were sitting on a perch together and
yeah,
it was
that
love.
Perch was when they were filming the show.
Yeah, but you don't have to go into that detail.
I know. You know what's annoying? Now I realise what's happened here. This is a made-up story from a magazine and we're talking about
it's good,
it. And
though.
I hate these made-up stories in magazines. Bev, we've talked about
this. If you can't have the big badge, have the little badge.
separate to this made-up, stupid story from a stupid woman's magazine.
Which may be true, we don't know.
Forget that. Revenge dating, I imagine, is a thing. Mm. Now, I'm not a revenge date. I can't be bothered. Just let everyone get on with their lives. But I feel like this would be a thing. So talk me through it, Fev. If you broke up with... just trying to think. There's no way you could.
I've never really dated, so.
I know. Okay, let's.
I wouldn't do revenge. I wouldn't revenge date. I know this is not part of the topic, but I'd get way out of that scene.
I agree. Well, see, you and I are a bit.
Because I'd find myself awkward because I'm a bit of a clinger.
What do you mean? You just wouldn't let go?
Yeah, I didn't for Alex for like 4 years. She hated my guts. I'm like, honey. I'm paying off.
Just go live somewhere else.
I would.
But it's an interesting one. So the idea is that you break up and to get back at your ex, you might date someone that's close to them or somebody that you know would annoy them. I've got a friend.
Wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do this. Mm. But I reckon you... Byron,
that's
without
a
potting
thing
you.
To say.
No, but I reckon you'd do it.
To Gabby, my ex, no.
No, not to Gabby, but to any exes. I reckon you would have maybe done it or, yeah.
Back to Fee's friend.
Oh, hello, okay. Third chapter.
Third chapter. No, I've got a friend who recently did go on a date with a guy and was pretty open with him and said, I really want to post photos of us on social media out to get my ex annoyed.
Wow.
Because this guy was a personal training, you know, male model type, and that would particularly rankle her ex.
Oh, yeah, that'd hurt.
Because he's, like, trying to be a personal trainer and he thinks he's got...
Oh.
Yeah. So that was a deliberate revenge date.
Yeah.
And I'd love anyone out there who has revenge dated or talk us through the steps you took to get your ex really annoyed.
Best friends, siblings, that's all the really awkward
siblings.
Areas.
Imagine that. Oh,
all right, we'll see how we go.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking about revenge dating. When you've gone through a breakup and then to get back and annoy, rankle your ex, you've dated somebody that you know would get their attention, make them annoyed, upset them. Stephanie in Northcote. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Steph. Steph, are you fessing up? You've done a bit of revenge dating?
Yes, I have. So a couple of years ago, I caught my ex in bed with another girl.
Oh.
a bit brutal. And then a few months later, I took the opportunity to sleep with his housemate.
Oh, so,
well done. Well done. Did he bust you doing that or...?
I definitely got busted because after a date or so with the housemate, I realised he'd deleted me on Facebook. So I think it definitely drove the nail in and got him where it hurt.
He's still got to live with him? Like, that doesn't go away for you.
I think they had to live with each other till the end of lease. So.
This is so calculated. It's brilliant.
No. It's pretty good.
That's when Steph gets in her car and does like a little chap lap past the house. The music, arm out the window, music up high. Unlucky sucker.
Bree in Bayswater. Hi, Bree.
Good morning.
Bree, have you revenge dated?
Yes, I have. So I was dating this guy and he broke my heart. And to get back with him, I got with his best friend. And now we have a 2-year-old daughter and we're engaged.
Oh, wow. How did your ex take this?
I don't really know. I didn't really talk to him and I didn't really care.
What about his best mate? His best mate must have... Are they friends?
The best man at the wedding?
Oh, no, we were invited to the wedding, though.
So hang on, is your now partner, your fiancé, still best mates with your ex?
They're not best mates, but they're still friends.
Oh,
geez. Oh, it all worked out. Well, obviously, Bree wasn't meant to be with him and it was meant to be with a mate.
Yeah, you know what, you always end up where you're supposed to be. I think that's the really important thing to take out of that. And if that is with your ex's best mate, I mean...
1019 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
Beef, the best performer today, the best singing tradie, picks up a $250 Nando's gift card thanks to Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
That is so good. How good is that? Yeah. That's like $250 worth of Nando's.
Nando's is so good.
Kai, a pest controller from Templestowe. Hey, Kai.
Hey, good morning. How are you going?
Great to have you on, Kai. Now, what are you going to be performing for us this morning?
Like one of the greatest songs ever, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting
on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
We need to do more of that. Oh. I love just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Okay. Do you live near a bay?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to.
All right, Kai.
Yeah. Do you work at Rentokil?
No, I don't work at Rent-A-Kill, mate. I work for DAP Pest Control. We've actually had a discussion about this one time before. I'd say Michael Jackson's Human Nature.
Oh, okay. Sorry, mate. You're opposite.
No, you're all good, bro. You're all good.
I mean, his brother works at, obviously, Jace Fofola works at Rent-A-Kill, and he has that...
Number one salesperson.
Loyalty to his brother.
Well, yeah. Kai would be familiar with Jason. He's very well known in the pest control industry.
He won
and
an
fact,
award.
Won a national award recently, so that was an outstanding achievement.
Well done, Jason.
Okay, Kai, off you go, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Baby. Sitting in morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. I'm watching the ships rolling, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Oh, I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, just wasting time.
Well, that was outstanding, Kai.
Unbelievable.
Nothing short of outstanding.
It's not often someone sings and you picture yourself. I pictured myself sitting there then.
I pictured myself looking at Otis Redding singing.
Wow.
That was so authentic.
It basically was Otis Redding.
That was amazing.
Well done, Kai.
Kai. Wow.
Jeez, good start.
Matt, plumber from Point Cook. Hey, Matt.
Hey, going?
You're good, Matty.
Did you hear that, Matt, the last one?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure, man.
Matt, what are you going to... Oh, yes, please tell me. You're about to sing us some Bon Jovi.
Oh, mate, you already know it.
Yeah! And you're too lame. You give love a bad
name. I've got a very bad feeling about this performance.
I've got faith in you, Maddie.
You give love. Okay, Matt, we're looking forward to this. Off you go.
An angel's life is what you said. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Change out of love, gotta hold on me. This is a prison you can't break free. Oh, your love is gone. Yeah. Oh, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart. And you are too blame, darling. You give love a bad name. I play my cards and you play your game. You give love a bad name.
Well, Manny! That delivered with conviction, passion. I've been blown away today.
This is Kai and Matt. This is Australian Idol. This is X Factor.
Whoa. Now we've got Ian, who works in air conditioning from Seaford. Hey, Ian.
It's Tradioke.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Ian, we're having a cracking segment of Tradioke this morning, and we're very much looking forward. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, no, you're playing George Ezra. I thought you were going to play Fev's favourite George Ezra song, but you're going to play Budapest.
Give me
George has a soulful voice.
He's gorgeous.
Baby, if you want me, then all of this
to go away.
And sounds about 40 years older than he actually is, which is interesting.
He's very surprised. When you meet him, he's surprisingly young.
Funny you say that, Byron.
What? Okay, now, good luck. Well, he's saying that you're a lot older than...
I look younger than I am.
Good luck. We're very much looking forward to George Ezra's Budapest.
Thank you. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you hold me, then all of this will go away.
Wow.
Ian.
There he goes.
Well done. You did beautifully.
Tough call.
That is three crackers. Yeah, you're all winners, Kai, Matt and Ian. But, I mean, there's got to be one winner, surely.
Yeah, that was a very, very good segment. I know you did mention X Factor and The Voice.
Do you feel like Ronan Keating right now?
I feel like my chair was turned and I'm in that predicament.
The Voice.
Yeah.
That's The Voice.
I said The Voice.
No good.
I said The Voice.
Did you? I thought you said X Factor.
And I said The Voice.
Various, okay. There's various
and
formats.
And Australian Idol.
Sometimes people just got to listen to the big dog.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, guess what? Hey, I'm going to pick Matt from Point Cook. You're amazing.
Oh, Matt!
Matt!
Out of nowhere! And the reason I chose you, Maddie, you were amazing. But after I heard Kai sing, if I had to come in after that...
Tough.
It was tough. And you took the pressure on and you nailed it, brother. $250, I'll bet say $1,000. $250 for Nando's.
Right.
Well played.
Never won anything on the radio before, but this feels great, mate.
Oh, well done, Maddie. Fantastic and well done to Ian and Kai as well. I mean, that was tough.
Karaoke is back next Tuesday.
Kai can sing.
If he worked at Rentokil, he probably would have won.
Oh.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, for parents who have kids that wag school. Truants, they're called, Fev. Truants.
Oh, these naughty little kids.
Now in Queensland. Now, fortunately, this is just in Queensland, but you never know. It could trickle down to the southern states, all the way down here to
like
our
the cane toads. They're on the move.
We don't have them, do we?
No, well, they're just...
have they got this far?
Well, they're coming down.
Yeah, but I saw a documentary when I was in year 11 said they were coming down. That's a few years
ago. No, they were seen in, like, Sydney. They were actually seen yesterday.
Okay.
Really?
They've hit Sydney, I think, or Adelaide.
Anyway, the parents... of kids that wag school could be fined in Queensland up to $1,600. That's huge. Like, imagine that. You're just at work. You get a phone call from the principal. Your son, your daughter, they're not here. By the way, he's a $1,600 fine.
Jeez.
Wow. It seems unfair.
That's a day's pay.
But it's not fair. The parent can't... Well, you should be able to control your child. But once they're teenagers, I mean... You know, Fev, I'm going to ask you, Kazza and Ange, back, you're at Hallam High.
Oh, if they got fined $600, we'd be stuffed. No, coin.
Talk through, did you ever wag?
No, I didn't wag at all.
Sorry, I'm shocked. You never wag.
No, I actually quite liked going to school. I didn't do any schoolwork, but I liked being at school.
You didn't take a period off to just sit up, you know?
No, I used to take periods off in year 12. Occasionally, because I was playing footy, so I had to train.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't, so I couldn't wag at all because if I'm either at school or I'm at footy club training. So, geez, juggling that over VCE was tough.
Oh, come on.
Hang on, you said that all the teachers just gave you good grades because they barracked for Carlton.
Yeah, it was still tough.
It was like tugging, it was like juggling two jobs.
Yeah, I was amazing. But no, never wagged. Mia's never wagged, never did wag, which is good. And I think now. Well, our school's in Melbourne, so my two little ones go to a primary school and Mia was in a high school.
Wouldn't expect it at primary school.
But if they do have the day off, even if they're sick, you get a message saying they're absent from period one
Really?
Yeah, so because they take their role. They take their name every time.
So you know.
So you know. So you get a message on your phone. So it actually sends you a message. So you'd be like, oh, if you got that message, you'd be like, hang on a second.
Where are they?
Where are they?
Well, see, that's why. And look, we're far more advanced, but also it's kicked the fun out of wagging in many respects. Like,
Byron would have wagged at Cessna.
Were you a wagger?
No, to be honest, you're not surprised.
You would have got your Metallica top on and.
That I was a bit of a dork at school, and that will surprise you.
No, it wouldn't. I just saw because you're not real smart.
Very studious. Three unit English.
You wouldn't have wagged.
Push on. No, I was school captain.
Yuck.
No, but it's true.
I was in the SRC.
What's happened here is there's three of us in the studio and none of us have ever wagged.
No.
How boring.
It is boring.
Like, that is 131060. Hopefully somebody listening has wagged. Like, let's hear your best wagging stories.
Okay.
Maybe the techniques you used to wag at school. This is back when it was easier, before they started sending your parents text messages.
I did say to Kazza when I want a day off, I just say, Mum, I don't want to go to school. She goes, no worries, son. Have a day off.
Oh, Kazza was easy. That's good.
Yeah, because I said I was a bit sore from training and stuff, and like, I just all, everything turned back to footy.
Really? So you just get away with everything?
It paid off.
Okay, so we want to hear some techniques for wagging. Did you get caught? How did you get busted wagging? Wow. Maybe your reasons. Why did you? Leon Shergren, our executive producer, had a very interesting reason for why he wagged. We won't go into it on the radio.
I got busted cheating on a project once.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, separate.
So nothing to do with wagging?
Okay, let's just play a song.
I handed in the English assignment from the year before with the same person's name on it. I forgot to put my name on it.
That'll be a good
what
topic.
An idiot.
Good topic for another day.
Got a zero.
Plenty of calls coming through next on The Fox 13. 1060.
1019 The Fox.
We're talking about wagging and the old days of wagging, not the new days, because apparently in Queensland at the moment, you as a parent could get fined $1,600 if your child doesn't turn up to school or a subject.
That's a lot of money.
It's crazy. And Feb, you were just saying you get text messages if your kid doesn't turn up to a subject. So, but let's go back to the heyday. When you wagged, what were your techniques for wagging? What were your reasons for wagging? How did you get caught wagging? Chris in Frankston. Hey, Chris.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Chris. We're going back to the days when you decided to wag.
Well, it was my first time. I thought I could get away with it. I thought, I just won't get on the tram to go to school. I'll go to the supermarket, get myself a snack and go to my friend's house, who was sick that day, so she was having a day off.
Yeah.
Little did I know that my gran decided to go shopping very early in the morning and busted me in the supermarket.
What did she do, Chris?
She drove me to school.
Good granny.
How did you feel, Chris? Were you really nervous when you went to the supermarket?
Oh, I was. I was so nervous, but I gave it another go the next week and I got away with it. So
well done.
Don't worry,
played.
Guys.
Well, I reckon when you're in a school uniform and you're just walking around places in the middle of the day, people just go, I don't know if you're supposed to be here.
I reckon I'd pack in my backpack a change of clothes.
Yeah, casual clothes.
Okay. Are we teaching kids how to wag
school
now?
It's almost impossible these days.
You can't do it these days.
Sharon in Manda. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Sharon, were you wagging when you were at school?
I did. I took off now the entire 6 months of year 11.
Well, wow. Sharon, how did you get away with that?
Well, Mum worked full time. I hated school, so she'd go in the morning and I didn't go anywhere except to walk to the beach.
How did you get through 6 months? Sharon, so in 6 months, how did a teacher not call your mum to check in? Are you okay?
I've got to say, I'm 56 years old and we're talking about the 70s.
No phones.
Nothing
was done. But
landline.
Get caught out by attending an assembly and the teachers pulled me aside. Needless to say, my mother was contacted and I was pulled out of school and never went back.
Did the teachers pull you aside? And say, who are you?
No.
Never seen you before?
You got pulled out of school at year 11.
Yes, yeah. Well, I hadn't attended. So I think I'd been for three assemblies to try and be seen, but that was about it.
She hadn't been for two terms. I mean, she had no chance.
That's amazing. Sophie in Greensboro. Hi, Soph.
Good morning.
Soph, did you get busted wagging?
No, I didn't, but I have a really good outcome for wagging. So my girlfriends and I were in year 12 and we just decided that we wanted to leave and go get Boost Juice. So we went down to the local shopping centre. While we were there, I saw a retail store was opening, so I applied for a job there, ended up working there, and that's where I met my now husband and we've been together for 10 years.
Oh! I mean, for any kids listening, the moral of the story is not necessarily take WAG school and find the love of your life and get a job. But what a wonderful outcome for Sophia.
Great outcome.
The brand new Willow Doncaster boutique apartments are selling fast. With public transport on your doorstep and only a short walk to schools in Westfield Doncaster, visit willowdoncaster.com.au to start living in luxury.